नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 20। उपतिष्ठस्व पुरुषम् भगवन्तं जनार्दनम् सर्वभूतगुहावासम् वासुदेवं जगद्गुरुम्। मिशन एंड पर्पस बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। माय डियर अदिति, एंगेज इन डिवोशनल सर्विस टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, हु इज द मास्टर ऑफ एवरीथिंग, हु कैन सबड्यू एवरीवन्स एनिमीज एंड हु सिट्स विद इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट। ओनली दैट पर्सन, ओनली दैट सुप्रीम पर्सन कृष्ण और वासुदेव कैन बिस्टो ऑल ऑस्पिशियस बेनेडिक्शंस अपॉन एवरीवन, फॉर ही इज अ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ऑफ द होल यूनिवर्स। परपट विद दीज वर्ड्स कश्यप मुनि ट्राइड टू पैसिफाई हिज वाइफ। अदिति मेड हर अपील टू हर मटीरियल हस्बैंड। ऑफ कोर्स दैट इज नाइस, बट एक्चुअली अ मटीरियल रिलेटिव कैनॉट डू एनीथिंग गुड फॉर एनीवन। इफ एनीथिंग गुड कैन बी डन, इट इज डन बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वासुदेव। देयरफॉर कश्यप मुनि एडवाइज्ड हिज वाइफ अदिति टू बिगिन वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड वासुदेव, हु इज सिचुएटेड इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट। ही इज द फ्रेंड ऑफ एवरीवन एंड इज नोन एज जनार्दन बिकॉज ही कैन किल ऑल एनिमीज। देर आर थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटीरियल नेचर: गुडनेस, पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस। एंड अबव मटीरियल नेचर, ट्रांसेंडेंटल टू मटीरियल नेचर इज अनदर एग्जिस्टेंस विच इज कॉल्ड शुद्ध सत्व। इन द मटीरियल वर्ल्ड द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस इज कंसिडर्ड द बेस्ट, बट बिकॉज ऑफ मटीरियल कंटेमिनेशन इवन द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस इज समटाइम्स ओवर पावर्ड बाय द मोड्स ऑफ पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस। बट वेन ट्रांसेंड्स द कॉम्पिटिशन बिटवीन दीज मोड्स and engages himself in devotional service, he rises above the three modes of material nature. In that transcendental position, one is situated in pure consciousness, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Above material nature is the position called Vasudev, or freedom from material contamination. Only in that position can one perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. Thus, the Vasudev condition fulfills a spiritual necessity. Vasudevaha sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabha. When one realizes Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes most exalted. Paramatma, Vasudev, is situated in everyone's heart, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says, Tesham sadat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and who worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they come to me. Bhagavad Gita 10.10. Ishvarah sarva bhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna. भोक्ताराम यज्ञ तपसाम सर्वलोक महेश्वरम सुहृदम सर्वभूतानाम ज्ञात्वा माम शांति मृच्छति। द सेजेस, नोइंग मी एज द अल्टीमेट पर्पस ऑफ ऑल सैक्रिफाइसेस एंड ऑस्टेरिटीज, द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल प्लैनेट्स एंड डेमिगॉड्स एंड द बेनिफैक्टर एंड वेल विशर ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज, अटेन पीस फ्रॉम द पैंग्स ऑफ द मटीरियल मिजरीज। व्हेनेवर वन इज परप्लेक्स्ड, let him take shelter of the lotus feet of Vasudev Krishna, who will give the devotee intelligence to help him surpass all difficulties and return home back to Godhead. Kashyap Muni advised his wife to take shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudev Krishna so that all her problems would be very easily solved. Thus, Kashyap Muni was an ideal spiritual master. He was not so foolish that he would present himself as an exalted personality, as good as God. He was actually a bona fide guru because he advised his wife to seek shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudev. One who trains his subordinate or disciple to worship Vasudev is the truly bona fide spiritual master. The word Jagat Gurum is very important in this regard. Kashyap Muni did not falsely declare himself to be Jagat Guru, although he actually was Jagat Guru because he advocated the cause of Vasudev. Actually, Vasudev is Jagat Guru as clearly stated here, Vasudevam Jagat Gurum. One who teaches the instructions of Vasudev, Bhagavad Gita, is as good as Vasudevam Jagat Gurum. But one who does not teach this instruction as it is, declares himself as Jagat Guru, he simply cheats the public. Krishna is Jagat Guru, and one who teaches the instruction of Krishna as it is, on behalf of Krishna, may be accepted as Jagat Guru. One who manufactures his own theories cannot be accepted. He becomes Jagat Guru falsely. Sarva Shastra Abdhi Piyoshaha Sarva Vaideyika Satphala Sarva Siddhantara Dhanadhyaya Sarva Lokaika Drikpada. It's a very embarrassing situation for me to sit in front of such exalted devotees. I feel like a small rat in front of all tigers. So I beg apologies. I'm also happy that I'm getting this seat because this seat itself is so much empowering. And I beg forgiveness for whatever I'll say. And I beg to all the devotees that they can help me to and bless me so that I can glorify Krishna. Thank you very much. The purport is very elaborate. And Srila Prabhupada mentions variety of things. Once a devotee of Narasimha Dev, he prays to Narasimha Dev that, "Oh Narasimha Dev, please kill all my enemies." And suddenly when he sees that all the astras from the deity are coming towards him, so he is wondering, what is happening? Why is this that? So Lord says that all your enemies are residing in your heart. So Krishna is the protector and he protects us from all the enemies. In the verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions the word Janardana as the protector. The protector and the killer of enemies. Like it has some more meanings also, but one of the meanings Srila Prabhupada emphasizes is Janardana, the killer or the subduer of the enemies. Being the purport being so elaborate, I just tried to analyze how Srila Prabhupada is proceeding. Srila Prabhupada first in the purport congratulates wants to praise Kashyap Muni, because although if we see the verse 19 and 18, he can see clearly that his wife is in total illusion, born out of bodily attachment. She is asking something material to her material husband. But being an ideal spiritual master, Kashyap Muni is directing her to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Kashyap Muni is representing an ideal spiritual master, and both the wives of Kashyap Muni, Diti and Aditi, have been, they have represented different kinds of disciples. When Diti wanted a particular thing, Kashyapa tried, but he gave what she wanted. Similarly here, seeing the level of surrender and the level of mood of a disciple, although he's in mind is thinking how illusioned you are, but Kashyapa is not blasting at Aditi that how illusioned you are my wife, does it suit you? No, but here he's directly giving the solution because she wants the solution and she would not settle for anything else. So on the outset, he's first verse which speaks to her is just surrender to Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can provide you everything. He is a Supreme Person, master of everything. He can provide you all auspiciousness. Out of inauspiciousness and the inauspicious condition where all your children, all their power been taken away, you are so aggrieved, just approach the Supreme Person Vasudeva, who is the provider and the maintainer of the whole universe. Then further he goes to explain what will happen if you worship Vasudeva. Because suddenly Prabhupada starts with the three modes. How the three modes are entangling. The mode of goodness might be good, but because of contamination, of overpowerment by mode of ignorance and passion, mode of goodness is of no good use. What one requires is Shuddha Sattva. But how does one reach the Shuddha Sattva? By performing devotional service. And then Srila Prabhupada substantiates what he said by giving proofs from Bhagavad Gita, where he says that the Lord within the heart, when a sincere performer performs devotional service with full sincerity and devotion, the Lord in the heart provides him knowledge to come above the modes of material nature and perceive him. Srila Prabhupada mentions this. Perceive the Supreme Lord as He is. That state is provided or bestowed by the Supreme Lord Himself. And then Srila Prabhupada also mentions that how the Lord is within the region of heart. Srila Prabhupada is very careful of mentioning the position of the Lord in the heart. He doesn't say He is in the heart. He says He is situated in the region of heart. The next, he mentions the peace formula, Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam, where he says, I am the well-wishing friend of every living entity. So I am there in the heart, but as soon as one starts performing devotional service, I slowly and steadily guide him to perform more devotional service, to realize me and to come back to me. Then further, Srila Prabhupada does not miss any chance to blast the false gurus. He takes every chance to just recently in Bombay there was a big procession where the so-called false incarnation claimed himself to be Narayana Swarupa and Kaliyuga Avatar. Although he is deep in the muck of, you know, scandals, but still he has the audacity. So here Srila Prabhupada is clearly unveiling, or he's exposing them by saying that those who teach the gospel of Bhagavad Gita not as it is and claim themselves to be Jagat Gurus are false Jagat Gurus. Now going back to the prayer, Srila Prabhupada actually mentions here where he says that whenever one is perplexed, one should take shelter of the lotus feet of Vasudev, because he is the giver of intelligence to his devotees for surpassing all difficulties. King Kulashekhar, in his Mukundamala Stotra, very nicely, he mentions or he prays to the Supreme Lord what kind of protection he seeks. He says, Krishno Rakshatuno Jagat Traya Guru, Krishnam Namadhum Sada, Krishnena Khila Shatravo Vinhita, Krishnaya Tasmai Nama. Krishnad Eva Samudhitam, Jagadidam, Krishnas Sadasos Miham, Krishne Tishthati Vishwam Etadakhilam, He Krishna Rakshaswamam. Very beautiful poetry done by King Kulashekhar, where he mentions what kind of shelter he is seeking from the Supreme Lord. Gopi Paranathan Prabhu in Mukundamala Stotra, he mentions that all the eight vibhaktis of Sanskrit are used in this poet, in this particular verse. He is saying that this is Sanskritized, Krishnaized Sanskrit, where all the different kind of invocations are used, vocative. Here, Satsuru Maharaj, he mentions that this particular year, that King Kulashekhar is mentioning all the different pastimes of Krishna, and he is asking for Lord for protection. Krishna Rakshatu, please save me. Jagat Traya Guru, you are the spiritual master of the entire universe. Krishnam Namadhum Sada, he is to be worshipped. He is the object of being worshipped by everybody. Krishne Nakhila Shatravo Vinihata, he is the one who can destroy all the enemies of a devotee. Krishnaya Tasmai Namaha, to that Krishna I offer obeisances. Krishnat Eva Samuttitam Jagadidam, whatever is there in this material world or in the spiritual world has sprung out of Krishna. Samut Idam, Krishna Sadasosmiham, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Krishne Trishtati Vishwam Etad Akhilam, He Krishna Rakshasvamam. He is saying, he is also the maintainer of all the world, and therefore, O Lord, please save me. Krishna here actually, Satsuru Maharaj is understanding the mood of Kulashekhar Maharaj. He's saying that one should definitely ask for protection from Krishna, but at the same time should realize that we are not that advanced that Krishna might come directly to us. Krishna protects, or Krishna helps a devotee through Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. He is a spiritual master. He can kill your enemies. He is source of all universes. He is eternal master of all the world. And everything rests on him. He might be the ultimate protector, but he might not be visible to you. He will help you. He will protect you through somebody. So, Satsuru Maharaj warns us that we should be trained to see Krishna's hand in everything, indirectly and directly. Further, as he has mentioned Krishna in so many ways and addressed to Krishna in so many ways, the next verse he mentions what kind of pastimes he performed in the same thing. He Gopalak, He Jayajalanidhe, He Sindhu Kanyapate, He Kamsatmak, He Gajendra Karuna Parin, He Madhava, He Ramanuj, He Jagatraya Guru, He Pundari Kakshamam, He Gopi Nath Palaya Param, Jana Minatvam Vina. He's saying that just as in the previous verse, he has mentioned Krishna Rakshatu. So he's saying how Krishna has saved. How Krishna saved the cows from the forest fire, Vrindavan Vasis from Govardhan, from the Govardhan, in the Govardhan Leela, how he saved all the Vrindavan Vasis, how he killed the enemies, how he killed Kamsa, and how he is a source of everything. He is Madhava. And the world is maintained by him. That is, he is Jagat Guru. So in the first verse, he mentions what he does. And second verse, he mentions what he did in the Krishna Leela or in other Leelas, just as he saved Gajendra. He Krishna Rakshasvamam. Satsuru Maharaj mentions that personal devotion and objective appreciation is the beautiful characteristic of the poetry of Alvars. They mention the glories of Krishna according to the scriptures, but at the same time, they don't forget to exclaim that this Lord is mine. This is the same person who is there in my heart. This is the same person who has saved me. At one hand, they are praising Krishna on accounts of his leelas. At the same time, they are also saying that you did this, now do this for me also. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions that a devotee, one who gets the shelter of a spiritual master and a bona fide organization, even though he is not intelligent, may somehow get inspiration from Krishna within heart to come to that level. Very, very inspiring statement. You know, there's also a dialogue in that verse where he says that if Krishna is protecting as Vishnu, then why should a devotee ask for protection? He's asking for protection, but Vishnu is the creator, the maintainer, and the destroyer. So he's maintaining. So why should a devotee separately ask for protection? So that personal touch of Kulashekar Maharaj in saying, Krishno Rakshatu, that Rakshatu, Satsuru Maharaj mentions, is that he wants the ultimate danger. He wants to be saved from the ultimate danger, and that danger is to forget Krishna. He is saying that he is not asking for the protection of the physical body, but he is asking for protection of his spiritual life. In the beginning verses of Mukundmala Stotra, again and again, King Kulashekar is behooving the Lord, asking him to please save him from not forgetting him, asking him birth again and again in the material world, but on one condition, that he always remembers the Lord, always remembers the two lotus feet, which should be the object of his meditation for his entire life. And to the significant part of the verse today, Srila Prabhupada mentions that how Krishna is the spiritual master of the entire universe. In Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada gives different references of how Paramatma or the super soul within the heart is the Chaitya Guru or the spiritual master to the living entity. He mentions the verse from Mundaka and the Svetasvatara Upanishad, where it said that Samane Vrikshe Purusho Nimayano Anishaya Sochati Muhyamanah Jushtam Yada Pashyati Anya Misham Anya Mahimanam Itavita Lokaha. Which is also mentioned in the 11th canto, where Krishna directly says that I am there in the heart, waiting for the living entity to turn to myself, so that he can listen to some good advice. Otherwise, the living entity is enjoying or getting morosed for whatever fruits that he is enjoying from this body. Just one has to turn to the spiritual master who's seated in the heart, and he can see what world of miracle or of world of wonder is opened. Spiritual Krishna in the heart, a spiritual master, works lot of wonders. He is the one who inspires or who sends the spiritual master to reciprocate with that particular living entity. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the Science of Self-Realization, in his offering to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that there is nothing as my guru and your guru. A guru is one, Guru Tattva, which descends to this material world through Krishna to reciprocate according to our feeling. Ye atha mam prabhadnante. Everybody's guru is the same Tattva who has expanded in different forms to reciprocate with the living entity in his desires. Krishna, as a spiritual master in the heart, also provides determination to a living entity. Many times, as the representatives of the Krishna consciousness movement, we have to many times speak the philosophy, and many times we say some things which we might not be following or we are struggling to follow. But Krishna sitting in the heart provides you such strength when you speak such philosophy, that when you say something, at the time of following, Krishna helps you from the heart that yes, you have said this, now you follow this. Because as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, nobody is as dear to Krishna as the one who spreads his message. So although without any capacity, you are still speaking, so Krishna from the heart provides you strength that yes, you have worked for me and I provide you mercy. Whatever he is doing, he gets a lot of strength to follow that. And also Krishna in heart, as a spiritual master, guides the living entity to a particular guru or Krishna again. There are many instances amongst here and amongst the whole Krishna conscious society that they have been seeking for God for a long time, and ultimately Krishna guided them, seated in the heart, to the supreme feet or the ultimate lotus feet of Radha Gopinath. Also, as Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita, that he is the source of remembrance. Mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He reminds the living entity. Many times when we forget things, when we are confused, from the heart, he provides you different kinds of realizations. Just yesterday, I was speaking to one of my dear colleagues, and he was saying that just before sleeping and doing pranams and about to pull the chadar in sleep, he was reminded that his 6 rounds were left. Look, I was just reading this verse and I was mentioning that he is the one who reminds. So suddenly I could understand, you know, a very vivid example Krishna provided me that yes, he is the one who reminds from the heart that don't forget. Every walk of life, we remember that yes, Krishna will provide, he'll help us and will provide us. Then he is the one who provides us impetus to perform devotional service and surrender unto him through shastras and through different sadhus. He is the one who tells them to go to a particular person and tell him such a thing. Many times we do some things, and some things are done to us, which I remember His Holiness Kadam Kanan Swami Maharaj mentioning that there are so many coincidences in our life to be called as coincidences. They cannot be called as coincidences. They are the arrangement of the Lord, that Krishna sitting in their heart has inspired them to do some things to us by which we get the impetus and the inspiration to perform devotional service. Then again, Krishna in the heart. Now this verse seems to be very ideal, but this actually happens. Tesham evanu kamparatham aham agyana jam tamah nashayam atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvatah. He says that out of compassion, I remove the ignorance in the heart of the living entity. Krishna, sitting in the heart as spiritual master, will provide the particular knowledge and remove the ignorance of the living entity when required. Krishna just sitting there waiting for the living entity to turn to him and ask for help. And just like a Kamdhenu cow provides everything, Krishna can provide you everything, but what is required is to turn to him, praying fervently to the Supreme Lord for ultimate shelter, which he has full capacity to provide. Also, as he sends the spiritual master, he is the only one who provides us strength to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. He provides the spiritual master, and he also provides the strength to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. Such is the benevolent Lord who is seated in the heart of every living entity, right from ant to the stool in the worm to the human form. In every form, benevolently he travels and provides knowledge, remembrance, and some way by which that living entity who is perplexed, suffering in the material world, can turn to the Supreme Lord and achieve the ultimate perfection of life. I'll just repeat that statement of Srila Prabhupada, where he gives hope to useless persons like me, that there is hope and Krishna will definitely help. Srila Prabhupada says, this is from Bhagavad Gita 10.10, where he says, a person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attracted to a spiritual organization, but if he tries, but if he is not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna from within gives him instruction so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kavidas Goswami, he mentions, Krishna jadi kripa kare, kona bhagyavane, guru antaryami rupe, shikhaya apane. So, Lord Krishna sitting in heart, helping the living entities, may he help me also in my devotional service and my endeavor to please the Vaishnavas. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Any comments or corrections? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Om.